Joining us now, we have from the World Am, Jeff Monday joins us. Welcome into the show, Jeff.
Well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, good stuff. So we're getting down to crunch time. You got the website ready. When does registration open for people to get down to Myrtle Beach, play in the World Am?
We're actually going to open up registration on Tuesday, March 29th. So we will open the floodgates and let people go ahead and start signing up for our 33rd year. We'll generally get, 1900 players signed up within the first 2 weeks. We do some exciting promotions in that time period, the first 14 days to get signed up. We'll do over $10,000 worth of random drawing prizes to those participants and just kind of generate some buzz right from the beginning. But, you know, people are looking forward to it, to throwing their name in the hat there. And just to go ahead and get that out of the way. They know they're coming. Let's get signed up. So Tuesday, March 29th is the day.
Yeah, and there is an early registration discount as well, right?
That's right. So through May 19th, so for the first about 8 weeks or so, we'll be running early discount promotion, $525. And that's going to be your whole package. So, you know, four rounds of golf on a different Myrtle Beach golf course each day. The four evenings at the 19th hole, which is 3 hours each night, you know, free food from local restaurants, open bar, live music in the ballroom. We've got games and entertainment, guest speakers, and everything like that going on around there. So that's included for you and a guest, and then an awesome gift bag with some great product this year. So it truly is the best value in tournament golf. We want to keep delivering on that. But early discount, $525. Get you all in.
Yeah, so if you're going to register for this, people know. I mean, you get so many people renewing their registration. Why not get in on that first 14 days and be in all the raffle drawings, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we give out close to 60 to 70 prizes. And, you know, that's a pretty good shot at winning something. It's not exactly playing your state lottery here. So, you know, we give out a ton of prizes to people right out of the gate. And we do fun promotions throughout the whole period between now and August. But, you know, that's probably the biggest one that we do prior to the tournament. It's just the 14 days right when entry opens.
All right,
go ahead and get signed up and get your name in the hat for some great prizes.
All right, Jeff, remind us, what courses are in the rotation this year?
You know, Myrtle Beach obviously has such a great selection of golf courses. And so, you know, the Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday membership is plush with great layouts and all that. So we're using all of the great ones of, you know, Tidewater, the courses of Barefoot Resort, True Blue in Caledonia, Kings North, who's had some years in the past few years where they've scheduled maintenance and verification. They're back in again this year, so it's great to have Arnie course in there. Bally's Plantation, you know, the list goes on and on. Glen Dornick and Heather Glen, River's Edge, which is a beautiful course up in Shiloh. So, the golf courses, they range from, you know, scenic to traditional, beach and marsh views to tree-lined and tight, difficult to kind of wide open. So, you know, it's such a great broad spectrum of golf that we have here, and we just really like to showcase it in a 72-hole competition.
All right, with all the people that registered last year, how many flights did you end up with?
We had 72 flights last year.
Wow.
So, you know, we're utilizing 36 golf courses a day, and your flights are roughly around 45 to 48 players per flight, and then, you know, we're paying out the top five in each one. So greater than 10% of our players are getting paid out in some sort of prizing. We have a ton of daily contests as well, and then in addition to the $10,000 worth of random drawings we do up front, we do another $25,000 to $30,000 on site. So, you know, it's competition. You can play your way out of it one day, but you're still in for a lot of other prizes within your flight, random drawings, and then just having a really good time while you're here anyway.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what happens on the course, you're in for 3 hours of debauchery every night at the 19th hole, which second only to that for me in terms of the appeal is that this is a truly handicapped tournament where you're able to play with to your handicap and it levels the playing field. And I think some people would be surprised that it's not always scratch golfers who win this thing.
No, well, it isn't. You know, and the great thing about having 3,300 players is, you know, we really, those flights are very tightly grouped. So you're talking about 45 to 50 players that could be within 4 points on a handicap, you know, so an 11 to an 11.5 or something like that is the group. And so, you know, when you take that into account and you realize that you're really teeing it up on the first day with people of your own, you know, we separate out our flights by gender, age, and handicap. So, you know, your own age group, your own handicap range, and because there's so many people, we can get them really tight. And the competition is just, it's really good. It's you against the other folks in your flight. You play well, you got a shot to win. If you play poorly, enjoy everything else, right? You're still playing golf. You still get to go to the 19th hole. You're still around people that, you know, we have guys that just play year after year after year, decades. They've been playing in this thing, and they just can't wait to get back and see the people that they've met over the years. And so really just taking advantage of all of that, whether you win or lose, that kind of gives everybody that feeling of satisfaction when they leave Myrtle Beach from the World Am.
Well, and in the decades you've been doing this, you've also developed a very, very strong sandbagging rule. How do you keep the sandbaggers from lying about their handicap?
Yeah, you know, we've done a really, really good job from, I think, probably from the early 2000s, really recognizing issues with it. And then, you know, since we've been on board for the last 5 years, we have taken great strides in upsetting people who have tried to learn how to game the system. You know, we do a lot of monitoring and evaluating ahead of time. We do some reductions and deductions prior to the tournament ever even starting. We utilize past scores that we have through all of our tournaments, but specifically through World Am. We've started using the lowest index that you've had in the last 12 months just to kind of, you know, to take care of some of the fluctuations that can happen with a handicap, whether it's intentional or not. I think the majority of people do not intentionally do that, but it can kind of cycle through that way. So we take that into account. We have a very good adjustment formula during the week through our scoring system. And then obviously we evaluate handicaps for about 70% of the day while people are out playing golf. And, you know, and then we'll take care of those people if there's an issue. So people have become, you know, they've come to realize that. They truly appreciate it. The vast majority of golfers are out there honest, just having a good time. And so they truly appreciate all the efforts that we put in to make sure that it's a level play.
All right, Jeff, before we let you go, remind everybody again when to sign up, how to sign up, and kind of what they're getting for the bang for the buck.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple, MyrtleBeachWorldAmateur.com. And if you go check that out, you'll see, you know, just check all through the top menus there, and you can kind of see all the different aspects of the event. You know, it is an event. It's not just a golf tournament. That's the key to it. The competition, the golf is what drives people in. But, you know, the event of it and the experience, the parties at night with the 19th hole, you know, and everything that goes along there, just the value and the fact that you cannot get this experience anywhere else on this planet except in Myrtle Beach at the end of August. So, you know, it's MyrtleBeachWorldAmateur.com. We're opening up entry on Tuesday, March 29th. It's going to be a blast. It's our 33rd year. And if anybody hasn't played in it, just do it. And I think everybody who ever has would tell you that. Just give it a shot. If it doesn't work out every year for whatever reason with schedules or anything like that, but you got to give it a shot. If you haven't come in a while, try it again. You know, people are raving about things that have been done over the last few years. The product's really great, and you know, I encourage everybody to give it a shot. But check it out, MyrtleBeachWorldAmateur.com, and hopefully everybody will sign up on Tuesday.
All right, man. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Have
all
a good one.
All right. That's Jeff Monday, Myrtle Beach World Amateur Handicap Championship.
Yeah, we'll have him on to check in with how registrations are going as the process unfolds.